With us, our political observer, Alan Chartung. And of course, yesterday was December 7th, a day that will live in infamy.
That's right. You know, December 7th, 1941, the United States made a declaration at that point that no matter how bad things looked, no matter how many mistakes were made, and believe me, mistakes were made by putting Japanese in camps here in America, that this country would prevail, that nobody was going to say, you know, we are going to make this country a second-rate power. I think Admiral Yamamoto knew it. I think they said the waking of the sleeping giant. I still, looking back on it, can't ever understand that if, in fact, the Tojo government and the Japanese war machine knew that they were going to wake the sleeping giant, or at least a significant person who planned this whole thing knew it, why they did it. But in any case, out of all of this comes the irreversible fact that, you know, this country would not find itself being subjugated by any foreign power. And that exists to this very day. And that memory, by the way, that is why this day of infamy, which we've just experienced, became so important in this country.
Now to the news of 2014, and in the Times this morning, after end to ethics panel, loopholes live on in Albany. The Moreland Commission had urged elected officials to close loopholes to increase disclosure requirements and to restrict how campaign funds could be spent. Now, 8 months after its work was cut short, little in Albany has changed.
Well, you know, David, the Times reporter, Thomas Kaplan, along with two others, William Rashbaum and Suzanne Craig, came up with a piece of journalism, as they have been doing all along, as Kaplan has been doing all along, really talking about where we are and the need for ethics reform in New York State and the fact that no matter what anybody says, everybody seems to be in on it, including the governor, who ended up stopping the Moreland Commission from doing its important work and saying basically it was his commission, he could do anything he wanted with it. One could debate that till the cows come home, but that's the way it happens. And now a new article in which he says, Kaplan, powerful politicians, including the governor himself, continue to exploit a loophole in state law that allows corporations to fund huge donations in smaller gifts that disguise the true source of the money, the lax financial disclosure law, and the line between political donations and outright bribery. We've all talked about this again and again and again. You can't make it go away. It's the way it is. There's a picture in the Times, and underneath it shows a picture of Governor Cuomo in which it says, these aren't loopholes. These are the laws that are written. Well, of course it's the laws that are written, because the guys who are being at least marginally corrupt passed those laws to govern themselves. And so to say these are the laws that are written really begs the question as to whether or not there's something rotten here.